Limit to a lime, I'm the MC with the fresh rhyme. And when I'm on the stage, your lady scream for me, cause I'm the capital K, known as Kubatsky. Better than best, I'm MC successor. When I'm on the mic, I call the disaster. So,
you dog me. This is a story of famous dog, but the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, clapping dog, funky dog. Nasty dog.
To move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing
standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. Was her gone princess, seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Basketball.
Basketball.
To the hoop, yo.
We love that.
This is an emergency. When we met, you weren't quite kidding me. What you had in store was there for only me. Surely you know you took me by surprise. When I turned and looked, I saw that message in your eyes. There you were, out there on the floor. The way you moved, girl, only made me want you more. I did not know you had me hypnotized to the movement of your body dancing in my eyes. I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just have a good time in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me, oh no, no, ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, I find it hard for me to concentrate. If I don't make my move, then it might be too late. I've got to make sure you don't get away. After all you've done, girl, to make me wanna stay. All my life I've been searching for a star. Now my searching's over, and here we are, living in ecstasy, yeah. When you lay down next to me, yeah, we're in ecstasy. When you lay down next to me,
yeah. Circle Research, we're back, man. You know what time it is. It's T.O. Talent time. And this week, we have none other than the lovely Eternia on the phone. Eternia.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm tired. I'm used to this 9-to-5 gig, so...
Nah, not with Circle Research. It's 2-to-4, baby. Nothing more, nothing less.
I know, right? I'm up specially for you.
Well, I mean, hey, you could be in Australia again and call us at like 7 after dinners and showers, but what do you think this is? This is Canada.
I was just thinking, I'm like, you know, last time I called, the sun was shining when I called it.
There's no sun shining now, I'll tell you that much. I'll also tell you this, Eternia. If there's any rapper I want to be on the phone with at 3 in the morning, you're that rapper. You know what I'm saying? But hey, that's just big tweets. Now, hold on. Before we go any further, let's be serious. Congrats on the Juno. You haven't got the Juno yet.
No.
But on the nod. You got the nod. You're nominated for a Juno for your album. Congrats.
I know. Thank you. That was a huge surprise. So I don't really care if I win. Just the fact that I was nominated was pretty cool.
Of course you care if you win. Don't fluff us with that stuff.
No, I'm honestly serious. I had an hour-long debate with my stepfather the other day because he was like, you have to have a speech ready. And I told him, I'm like, there's no way I'm having a speech ready because I'm not winning.
Well, hey, we're gonna have it here right now on air. If you win, you got to shout out Circle Research in your speech, man. How's that sound?
I'm not gonna remember to shout out anybody because I'm not gonna.
Anyways,
you know, luckily at Ryerson, I had an interview with like one of the Ryerson papers.
Right.
They were like, "Will you shout us out if you win?" And I'm like,
"Nah." But hey,
remind me. I'm gonna pull a Mariah Carey and pull out one of those sidekicks or something and start scrolling.
That'd be awesome. You could be the first female hip hop winner if you do win.
Is this... I don't think anyone has won in the past, but this is the first album I ever dropped, so I have a feeling that I probably won't win with the first record. I might have to drop a couple more.
Hey, best of luck to you anyways, Eternia. And so let's we're also on a serious tip. Let's talk about, you got the new single, it's called Love. You're shooting a new video for this?
We shot a video.
Oh, you shot a video for this. Yeah. I actually saw the video for your last single.
Yeah, we've had technically 3 videos for this album. This
nice.
Is the third one. So that's pretty crazy. But yeah, we had Understandify, then we had Evidence, and now we have Love. And it's not just, okay, here's another video, come out and have fun, or come out
right,
and
right.
video, because I'm throwing a party for it on Monday.
There's actually a serious tone to this, is there not?
Yeah, it's Love is probably the most serious and personal song I've ever recorded for a couple of reasons, but it's basically about my mother's decision to have us as kids, especially surrounding the situation, the abusive situation that she was in when she was pregnant with me or us, because there's me and two other siblings.
Right.
And, like, it's basically dealing with that story, but in an uplifting way, too, because it's almost like, well, the ultimate definition of love is a mother's decision to, first of all, have her children and to raise her children and the kind of love that she puts into her children. So it's like an ode to my mother, but on a serious tip, it's also talking about the abuse or the, you know, what she had to go through. And the exciting part about this song is I'm supporting an Amnesty International campaign to stop violence against women.
I support it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, in relation to the song. So it's like, on top of it just being, okay, you know, I got a party and I got a video out, it's like, I also got a bigger message with this one, which is something that I feel really personally on a personal level, because it touched my family and my life, about the prevalence of, you know, of violence that women face often that really isn't talked about.
Can I be serious with you, Eternia? Now,
sure.
I'm not known for my seriousness, but I love hip-hop with a message. Because I'm sick of, like, the jiggy shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just me personally. Like, I love hip-hop with a message. That's what it was all about.
Without a message, and I think that's my problem. It's like, I'm serious. And you know what? I'm going to do some fun songs sometime soon. You know what I'm saying? But at this point, it's like, I don't even think I know how to do hip-hop that isn't kind of serious, you know? And that's just me. Every artist has their forte, their strengths, their weaknesses. So I guess my strength and weakness, depending on how you look at it, is just I gotta write about things that matter to me, you know?
I like that.
Thank you.
So, Eternia, we're gonna get into the song right now. The song is called Love. It features Kaya Starr, right? Am I correct?
Good. Close, but not close enough. No, it features my sister, Jessica Kaya.
Okay. Hey.
And I just want to make sure that people know about Monday. Alto Basso is free. That's this Monday coming up. We're going to be airing the video for the first time. We're going to have some Amnesty materials on hand there about the issue we were just talking about. But yeah, it's just free. Come on down. Say what's up. More than anything, I haven't been in Toronto for a minute. So, you know, come and tell me you miss me.
I will come and tell you I miss you if that's what you're looking for, Eternia.
If you're
looking for some love, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, who produced this song?
Merciless. DJ Merciless.
Big up DJ Merciless every time.
We're sitting on Monday night, too, along with Nana and Shortcut.
All right. So, yo, we're going to get into the song, Eternia. It's always, always good times when you call up here.
That's what's up. Thank you for having me.
No problem, Eternia.
All right.
Let's get into this.
To Eternia.
Sometimes it confuses me when I think about how it was I came to be. My mother told me when I was 23 that I almost didn't make it as a live entity. Yeah. Inside a place that's safe for battered women, she found out that her belly swelled with life to be. But you see, that wasn't what she wanted for me. Just a life filled with sadness, grief, and misery. And she already had one son she had to raise and protect from my father, more than slightly deranged. The stage was set from the get-go, I guess, that I had to be erased from her life consciousness. It was extermination or nothing at all. This was how she lived her life, black or white, right or wrong. Set the appointment, ready to go through with it. The love for her unborn seed would make her do it.
www.eternia.ca.
Another second of this suspense, her heart is caving in. Knock at the front door, it's her best friend begging her to rethink. Her willpower's lessening and now she's giving in to the almighty. Thank God he sent an angel as a human doing right by me. It's a baby girl, curly hair, green eyes, his smile, your nose, my tears tread lightly. It's the first chapter of the saga hereafter. We got shared laughter, pain, anger, and it all matters. Cause I'm alive and you gave this life to me. I'ma love you till eternity,
it's
for that never lose me.
Life.
takes a stronger vision. But still listen to the story. God forgive him for me. Have mercy on my father's soul when he's to meet your glory. Cause every man's a sinner, right? Some will take a life, some will be your wife, repenting for sins and afterlife. Nobody deserves a life you led. My mother, you bled for me. Fought tooth and nail just to be there for me. In the trunk of the car where you scared for me. Knowing that he pulled a trigger on you in a second, you'd be dead for me. And that's the funny part of matrimony. Feeling that you got a duty to the church, you sacrifice your own body. I love my life, I love my mother, and I love myself. I love my family, I'd sacrifice to no one else. And if you taught me one thing, mother, you taught me well. This is just another survival story to tell. And if you taught me one thing, mother, you taught me this. Always have faith, live strong, and resist.